Good morning. 7:44. Yes, 7:44 this morning on August 20th. I wasn't going to go today. I wasn't going to take the walk. And I realized I actually went back and looked. It's been since like May, Balticon time, since I missed a day. And I don't feel well. And I've got stuff I need to do. And I don't really want to take the time. But my first mile, 17 minutes, 14 seconds. Okay, that's a good mile. And the technical difficulties with the little clicking thing have been driving me crazy. So I think yesterday I took apart the little mic clip that I'm using. And I think I was looking at it and trying to figure out, and then I realized there's a little clicker switch actually on the little microphone bud itself. And I'm not sure. I think that's so you can answer the phone when it's plugged in. And it has exactly that same clicky sound that was showing up on the microphone. It doesn't actually sound like wire tapping against something. It has that very distinctive plastic click to it. And I thought, one of the things that I changed was I changed the orientation of the microphone bud in the foam. And I wonder if I turned it over so that the rubber band that runs across it puts just a little bit of pressure on that switch, so that when I walk and it flaps, the momentum is enough to click the button. So I turned it around anyway and put it face down so that the clicky part is against something solid, and the rubber band running across the top is across the solid back of the microphone. And we'll see if that makes things better today or not. So in order to test it, of course, I had to come out for my walk. I still feel crappy. Today is going to be a zero day, I'm afraid. And maybe that's okay. Maybe I need a zero day. I was supposed to go out to breakfast with my ex-boss today, but I really can't take that time. In part because I need to leave before I'm going to be home from the walk, but in part because I've got a lot to do this morning before I go off to a meeting at 11 and time to get back for a 12:30 call from a publisher. I'm not convinced that the publisher is anybody I want to do business with, but they offered to call, so at least I can do is talk to them. See what they want, see what they're interested in. So the kids went to school, wife stayed home. So I don't have the house to myself exactly at all. There's no exactly about it at all. Which is not really part of the calculus in terms of what I need to do today. I do need to finish audio. I do need to read some more audio. I still need to work on copy edits and scenery breaks. One of those chapters is giving me a bit of problem. I need to get that taken care of. And with every day that ticks by, the more I think I need to shoot for August 1st, September 1st, to release Ravenwood, because it looks more and more like Raiden is going to drop the ball again. It's 55 out here, 54 probably. It's actually quite cool. It's overcast, but it's muggy. And I'm wearing a heavy shirt this morning again. And it feels good, but it's also, I'm walking hard, so I'm building up a bit of a sweat. I'll have to take a shower before I go out this morning. Really wise. Anyway, I also need to get a haircut and a beard trim. I'm looking rather mountain manish, and not in a good way. The beard is almost long enough to braid. Almost. I was toying with the idea of dividing it into a pair of little pigtails. Just for the amusement factor, for scaring little children. And I forgot to get younger daughter her calculator this weekend. Bugger. Oh well, the time today. This is Monday. Somebody put on Twitter this morning, the week has started with a promise. Unfortunately, it's a promise to suck. And that's really kind of how I feel about this week. The dentist appointment on Thursday is not something I'm facing as forthrightly as perhaps I should be. I think of what other people are facing, it seems sort of childish, but sitting there for 2 hours with a guy using sharp instruments in my mouth, where and afterwards I walk away in a certain amount of pain when the sedatives wear off. Yeah, it's not something I'm looking forward to. I still gotta find my cataract surgeon. That would have been a benefit of going out to breakfast this morning, so that I've been able to talk to my vision folks, see if they have any recommendations. I gotta get some other stuff done though. I can't really afford an hour and a quarter to be there. So in a couple of weeks I'll try hit that day. I made a loaf of bread yesterday. I hope it's all right. It didn't do much. So I gotta go see. I think the problem was that I miscounted the flour. I either put in too much or put in too little, and I don't know which. But I got a loaf that was sort of like half a pan. And usually it's right up even with the top. This one is looking hard and dense in the bottom. So I may have to toss it and start again. Worst things could happen. Should still make a good breakfast. Yeah, famous last words. Oh, the other thing, yesterday I made my own hummus. I've been buying the tubs at the grocery store, and it's, you know, it's tasty, it's nice, it's good. It's also salty. And what it is very smooth. It's like peanut butter. It's chickpea butter with a little cashew paste in it. And it doesn't have enough garlic for me. I really like to have a lot of garlic in mine. So I have a couple cans of chickpeas in the pantry for just such a purpose, and made some. It's been steeping overnight, letting the flavors meld together. But I like it a lot, in part because it's not as finely ground. It's not a smooth paste. It's got a little texture to it. The chickpeas aren't all mashed up into nothing there. There's a little crunch to it still. There's a little bite to it still. And on the homemade bread, I can see this is going to be quite lovely. At least I hope so. And I'm able to put enough garlic in it to satisfy me. Also make mine with peanut butter instead of tahini. You only need a little bit to stick it all together anyway. And the difference in taste between tahini and peanut butter is really small. In very low quantities that are being doctored up with garlic and lemon juice and pepper. All the rest of it that goes into tahini. Well, that's actually about all, really. Chickpeas. Quarter cup of peanut butter. Couple cloves of garlic. Juice from one lemon. Mash, mix, and let set in the fridge overnight. Almost tempted to have tahini for breakfast. Hummus for breakfast. Although I do like my peanut butter. I like my peanut butter toast in the morning. It's comfort food. And also happens to be a ridiculously healthy breakfast, which is staggering to me. Since I grew up eating a lot of stuff for breakfast, and toast with peanut butter was part of it, but I had all this other stuff that I used to eat all the time growing up. Scrambled eggs, bacon, oatmeal. We always used to have the rolled oats, Quaker oatmeal. That's okay. And I really like the texture of steel cut. But what turns out is that the steel cut oats isn't really all that much gooder. Good morning. A couple of dogs being very aptly trained. I do like the oatmeal, but it turns out that from a nutritional standpoint, it's kind of doesn't really hold a candle to whole wheat bread and peanut butter, even with the fruit in it. I found it very curious. Must be dog walking hour. My friend, the lawnmower man, was out this morning doing the park. He doesn't quite get in the frame of the picture, but he was well around in his mowing this morning when I came out at 7 instead of at 6. kind of too bad he wasn't in the frame. It would have been fun to have a picture of him out there on his mower in the morning light. At any rate, lovely. It's cool for a cool morning. I'm awfully warm. I must be working hard. It's a lovely day. The sun has come up very nicely. Well up in the sky now. Adding a lot of heat. There's also some air moving right now. A little bit of a breeze. Not an awful lot. I can still hear the trains a couple miles away. 5 miles away, maybe. Oh yeah, fresh mown grass. And yeah, no, gosh, I should mow mine too. Maybe after breakfast. Although if it's going to stay nice, it doesn't matter. I can mow it this afternoon. It's been a couple of weeks since it's been clipped. And oddly, the places where I have sprinklers seem to be doing the worst. Not quite sure why. Not all the sprinklers, just a couple. I wonder if I've got some that are dead. Well, I know I have some that are dead. I just wonder if I have more than I thought. Which is entirely possible. Okay, come on, Endomondo. Tell me how many miles I've done. Coming up on the gate. 17 minutes, 30 seconds. Not bad. Not bad at all. So there we have it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck, I'll talk to you then.